Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumbo After Dark. And I'm Kevin.
And I'm James. Are we all getting in here?
I can't hear anyone.
Oh, great. Awesome. And you are?
I'm Charlie Harper, and this is...
And I am Owen.
All right.
I can hear everybody.
You hear everybody? You all good?
I think my headphones are just janky. I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right. Now lean in a little closer to the mic and kiss each other. No. All right. No, speak.
Hello.
Word.
All right. Yeah, this is going to be... That's some interesting quality, but you'll be heard, so...
Can you scoot my levels up? Like my headset a little bit.
Yeah.
I just want to hear them twice.
How about, we got all of our headphones bumped up a little bit. Yeah? Sound good? All right. All right, welcome to Mocha Gumbo After Dark. And, it's quite dark in here.
It's very dark.
My voice also, are you okay?
I just see a lot of red lights, and I just don't know if you all are muted.
No, those are on.
They're on. I'm just hallucinating.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Yeah, no, we're all good.
You know, the night
will do that to you.
Yeah,
this One Direction song is a banger.
I'm just gonna scoot the white mic all the way up, so just don't yell.
oh my god!
Jeez, all right, maybe not all the way up.
Oh jeez.
There we go. That's better.
No, I'm happy I can't hear you through this now.
Okay. Anyway,
alternatively,
my voice has this nice timbre to it now because I've been screaming all week.
Just keep jerking yourself.
It always has kind of a butteriness. To it.
Wow. Hold on, yeah. I just want to note, that's so liberating right there.
I know, right? Yeah, to say something like,
penis.
Poopy.
Yeah, just get ready.
Do you think anyone's actually listening?
No, I don't think anyone's.
Fall out the darn butt.
I don't
because
think
I'm a Lego skeleton, and I don't have an anus to hold my poopy
in. Weird. I don't think anyone's listening. Well, I was thinking of that before. I was like, hey, could anything go wrong? Could this be the one radio show that people just did randomly that goes wrong? Who's listening? Who is the, like, if you could posit one person listening, it's not like an older person. Because basically, the FCC's rules are, if it goes against community standards. So you could say whatever you want on the radio, as long as nobody complains.
Casey,
that's basically the rule.
Casey Nevins is listening. Thank you, Casey.
Wow. Casey Nevins.
Who's that?
Oh, she's freaking loser.
Freaking.
See, I'm still like concerned about swearing.
Well,
you know
so
what
that's
I mean?
What I anyway. So basically, the FCC says if anyone complains, then you're off the air, right?
Casey says she hates you, Kevin.
Oh, that's so sweet. thank you, our adoring fans. If anyone complains, you're off the air. Who's listening? Except like it's Casey.
Hmm.
But it, like
people
old people aren't listening, right? Like
who we tell to
the people that would complain, the 60-year-olds and above, they go to bed at like 7 o'clock after they play bingo and
bingo, dude.
Liver
I'm
or whatever.
I'm playing bridge at that hour, dude.
Bridge,
yeah. 7 o'clock
you know,
bridge.
Mahjong. Mahjong
right,
is a banging game.
My brother is big into mahjong.
Can you put either more pirate chanty stuff on or some coffee table
kinda,
because
we're kind of going into more One Direction.
Yeah, we're on the real One Direction binge now.
Yeah, I'll do some. Oh, is there late night jazz?
Let's just play Mo Bamba, honestly.
Play the Beatles.
Yeah, we talked about Mo Bamba last.
Here's some late night jazz. I don't know if this is what we want, but
Wes Montgomery.
Welcome, these are the incredible sounds of Wes Montgomery and Tommy Flanagan, Percy Heath, and Albert Heath. And I'm not getting any levels, so we'll check.
Oh, wait, that's on the computer.
And that was the incredible sounds of... Oh, never mind, there we go. Oh,
and that was the soundtrack
there it is,
of the
that's
incredible.
Sultry. I feel like we all should have dropped a Xanax before we went in here, because
I
feel like we're
too...
healthy. Whatever.
I would not say healthy.
Can I support drug use now that we're after...
I don't know, man. I think you can support, like, medicinal use... Like the only time.
Hold on, wait, no. Just as a let's just clarify. I don't drop bars. I was trying to think of something because I'm pretty wired because we're on air, so it's a little more exciting.
Yeah.
But the late night crowd is probably tuning in. If anyone's tuning in and they're just looking for something, a little bedside manner, a little.
We need to sing Casey a lullaby.
Let's just make the whole show about Casey. It's so creepy because it's so creepy because you're coming out from over here. She can barely hear it in the audio. It's in the background.
Yeah, I'm being overpowered by Wes Montgomery.
And the beautiful, thank you, Wes Montgomery.
I'm chill.
I fucking bull with the kids.
I'm fine.
Speaking of Xanax, the only time
I've ever... Xanax, check this out, boys.
No, the only time I've ever taken Xanax was for... For some reason, I'm the only one that I've known that's done this. Did you guys take Xanax for, like, your wisdom teeth surgeries or whatnot?
No, I had
Yeah, my mom held me down and force-fed them to me.
Oh, can I tell you guys a story about my wisdom teeth removal? So, I'm laying there, getting the anesthesia. I'm chilling. I'm having a good time. I'm, like, high as shit off this medication, right?
Xanax.
So, I'm chilling there. I'm like, yeah. So, the woman, the anesthesiologist, walks in. She goes, "How you doing, bud?" And I was like, "Man, I feel like I'm on air hockey table." And she goes, "Well, we're gonna make you feel like you are the air hockey table." And she yoinks up the knob, and I went, "Ooh!" It was very cold, and I passed out.
It was cold and dark.
I literally, it just shot in my arm. I was like, and then I woke up in pain.
Oh man!
The, you know,
so that's my biggest fear about getting the wisdom teeth. I've never had mine done. They've never caused a problem.
I think we should all go around and tell our wisdom teeth stories so that we can just scare the.
Everyone. All right, so I'll just moderate.
Yeah, and we can exclude Kevin at the same time. Yeah,
but it's the drugs. It's not like the pain. I think I'd rather have a little more pain and a little less drugs because I've heard some weird stuff about people.
You want the drugs? They're really good.
Chief's eyes just went wide.
I feel like it depends on the person because I didn't get any like highness at all.
Really?
Like I remember they like turned on the thing or whatever, and then it's just I'm just unconscious until I wake up and I was totally normal. Like I got nothing out of it.
I think
I feel totally.
Well, you were actually seeing like some crazy shit, but you're like, yeah, I'm fine. No, you just didn't mention it to anybody. Like, your mom's like, "Are you okay?" You're like, "Yeah." But your mom's a dragon. You're like, "Yeah, you look great."
His mom's skin is coming off in like chunks, and he's like, "You look different. You look better.
Did you do your hair differently?"
Yeah, you're just really mild mannered. That's all it is.
You look great today.
Well, I got a legendary wisdom teeth story for y'all. So,
there we go.
Like I said, I started my morning by not eating and just popping a Xanax, as prescribed by the dentist.
You're right.
So I'm just sitting in the car.
Wait, the dentist said that?
Yeah, it's like the
Make sure you
like,
got an empty stomach for this. This is going to feel great.
Is the dentist the name of your dealer or something? Yeah, the dentist.
With a 3 instead of an E.
Dude, that's how you know. No, anyway, so I pop a Xanny. I'm in the car. Jeez. My mom's driving me. And I'm just kind of sitting around just like... Just whoa!
Just whoa!
Yeah, like, and I'm not even on. I'm not even in the just the. I'm not
in
even
the
on
Xanny
the operating
zone.
Table, dude. Oh. I was in the auto zone, dude. Anyway, so we get there. Anesthesiologist lady is like, "Okay, this is gonna feel like a little pinch, and then you're gonna be okay." And I'm like, "All right." She like pinches me, and she's like, "Okay, count backwards from 10." I swear, I got to like 8. And all I remember is that I blinked, and then I was like, I just remember that there's just cotton in my mouth. I feel like I woke up from just 28 hours of sleep, and I somehow still feel exhausted. I get wheeled into the room where my parents are, and I'm like, "How you feel, bud?" And I'm just, my parents took an atrocious photo. I look like... I got my entire mouth got stung by 3 bees.
Oh, yeah, dude, geez. Stephen Hawking ass, you know.
Stephen Hawking did not get his mouth stung by 3 bees.
No, I was like, you probably wheeled out and you look like Stephen Hawking. Like,
dude, I saw it through and everything.
I mean, I was more and then the first thing I said, "What in the hell just happened?"
What in tarnation is going on? We had a cotton in your mouth and you're like, "What?"
And that was like the first time I'd ever like even like cursed in front of my parents, and it was like, it was the HE double hockey sticks. Like, my mom like gasped, like,
"Charlie, this is late night. You can say it out if you want."
So, by the way, I've heard a good rule of thumb because there are no real rules. Is if you
good
can
rule of thumb is that there's no rules.
Is if you can say it on The Simpsons, you can absolutely say it on air after 10. So okay. Shit, damn.
Whoa.
Piss.
Whoa.
Piss.
I don't know about that
one.
Oh
no, dude.
Yeah. Might be a no go. Someone's gonna break
now,
the seal eventually.
No, I am.
Just gonna start
Actually, I think I should do
so
it.
Time out. Am I allowed to show my penis on air? Because in the Simpsons movie,
show
Bart
it on
Simpson,
air.
Yes,
what are we gonna describe it
like,
in detail?
Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll propagate it with sound waves, so the sound waves are like a penis.
Yeah. It's like echolocation of my penis.
So if you looked at it like on a
or a Morse code, you know.
Yeah.
Just dude, you just have
no, actually Morse code for Charlie's penis is just it's a nice compliment. I could have went
I mean, I'll take it. But I mean, I do have to let you guys know.
Jimmy goes, WTF?
Jimmy? Oh, hey, Jimmy.
Oh, Milena's listening.
Oh,
no.
We got a whole late night crowd. We should start doing late night. Get a better crowd. Nobody's doing anything. We got three. They're all trying to procrastinate. They're all procrastinating.
Hey, guys, you guys should call the number.
Don't call the number.
Kevin gets anxious when anyone calls the number.
I freaking hate the number.
Because it's like, all right, guys, call us on air if you want to support us. And then it just calls it. Kevin stares at the phone and is like, they should hang up.
Everything goes quiet. I'm like, shut up.
Shut up.
Stop ringing.
They want you to stop talking about Charlie's penis.
It was one.
Hey, this is late night. We can do it.
Charlie,
what
what's your phone number? Tell the people.
My phone number.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell my phone number.
All right, fine. I got it. 908-448-8659. Again, that is 908-448-8659.
This is the Northampton Police Department.
You guys got banned. That was P-safe. Anyway, so...
Hold on. 800-588-2300.
Empire.
Today.
Yeah. This is much worse than the show usually is for anyone listening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, why did you choose to listen in now?
You're getting a call
from Jimmy Zang.
What's up, Jimmy?
Jimmy, you're on the air.
Jimmy.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. I just want you guys to know you guys are doing a great job.
Is he coming in?
I'm actually studying for an exam, and this radio really helped me studying, and, keep the good work up.
Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. Yeah.
All right, so who's paying? Right,
we love you. Good night, Jimmy.
So who's paying $5 to call us?
Yeah, I just Venmo'd him $10.
Casey is also going to bed, so she said goodnight.
Goodnight, Casey.
Fake fam.
Unable to transcribe this message.
Who goes to bed at 11:35?
Am I right?
I go to bed at like 10:30.
Really? Oh, you stayed up for this?
Yeah.
No, I wish. What?
I just said I was up at 6 today, but that's inconsequential.
You're up at 6?
Yeah.
Someone left a voicemail from Harrisburg, PA.
Is it just something that you just wake up and you just keep going?
I just wake up at 7:30 now
every day. Tyler is listening now.
Tyler. Is that Casey now?
What do you want?
Caller, you're on the air.
I want Charlie to sing me a lullaby.
She's going to bed, Charlie. Right, you gotta do it.
All right, Charlie. All right, you got it.
All right, nice and soon.
She said she wanted this to happen now, so it's a little better instead of...
Please don't make it about your penis.
I mean, I heard that puts people to sleep real quick.
Oh, yikes.
Very good. All
right, so...
Like really
you can see his face. I wish you could see his face.
I'm just playing.
What are you doing?
I think he's little Casey. Oh, God.
This is so weird.
Mama's going to buy you a stocking. I don't know.
Stocking or stocking?
Stocking.
That's a mockingbird. Wait.
Is it called a mockingbird?
Why do you sound like Geppetto?
Well, Casey, we hope
Geppetto.
That helps.
Geppetto.
Oh, little Casey.
No.
That's it. That's all you get.
Yeah, I got you. Little baby, don't say a word.
You're gonna do the whole thing.
Papa's going to buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird doesn't
sing,
Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. And the bass goes boom.
Yeah.
The least relaxing lullaby I've ever heard. Casey's now raging in a room.
And if that diamond ring is brass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass.
Are we doing this whole thing?
That looking glass.
He's going, yeah!
Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat.
What?
How long is this thing?
We're done. This bit's over.
All right,
Jimmy
John.
Says to do ASMR.
Oh, I got this.
I hate this. Please don't. Please
don't. Are you serious?
We got a caller!
We got the phone!
Who got the number for the action?
Because you got a caller.
201-419-2393. I don't think that's any of our... We didn't give out the number!
Wait, yeah.
Is it on the website?
Wait, 201
Unless this is our first complaint.
201 what?
201... missed it. That's four. It was like 5393 at the end. Five.
What's 201?
Ooh, right now you are listening to Chet Baker Sings I Fell in Love Too Easily, the vocal version by Chet Baker. I feel like we should, you know.
Yeah, no one I would know. Can you imagine? It's like, you guys are in a lot of trouble right now.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it, kids. You pirates.
That's a Jersey area code.
Is it Jersey area?
201 is a Jersey area.
Yeah, it is a Jersey area.
Okay, well, we're not hitting Jersey, so. Oh, actually, we are. We are hitting Jersey. Some guy in Phillipsburg is pissed right now.
It could also be someone who, like, is listening to the show from the Marquee Players who lives in New Jersey.
True.
They would have a Jersey
phone number. Also, not for nothing, but my parents live, like, 40 miles from here, and, like, they got the show. The couple times that I've been on it.
Get out. So. Not on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, how many miles?
Not on the radio, but on WJRH.
On WJRH, not on the radio.
Well, WJRH.org, you can listen anywhere.
Yeah, I thought you meant FM. I was like, all right, we're going off the air right now. If Philadelphia is getting us right now, we're going to be in trouble.
Wow, what's up, Philly? Welcome back to WJRH.
We're going to say things like shit and then get really close to the microphone and go.
Please. All right, good contribution there.
I hope everyone's enjoying our circle jerk.
Yeah, good. I was just going to say, so this is really funny. I always bring up the 2 days I spent at the FCC, and the funniest thing that I found out is that, okay, I'm sorry, Chet Baker, you gotta...
right?
I met Ajit Pai. I saw him with his big Reese's mug. I hung out with him in a government Escalade for a couple of hours, going around the hill, doing his speeches and stuff. It was really cool. But the funny thing is, I learned all about the FCC and its structure and, you know, the bureaus or whatever. And they're going through the bureaus. They're like, all right, so we have wireline, media, blah, 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 duh, and enforcement. And I said, hold up, wait. The FCC has an enforcement bureau? And they were like, yeah. And I didn't ask any more details, sort of because I wanted to keep it for myself. The image of the FCC, you know, it's they have like guys in SWAT with little comms
with
on.
Oh, no, no. FCC on the bullet vest.
And then they told me, the FCC's Enforcement Bureau hunted down pirate radio like users in New York in the 90s and early 2000s.
Well, that's exactly what we are.
So I'm just telling you.
Dude, we're in the 90s.
Dude, as long as you don't say frick on air, I think we should be good.
Yo, wait. Oh my God.
Hey, come on.
Oh, you just say that. Are you fucking serious?
all right, we gotta stop. Hit the button.
You gotta understand though, we're being so careful and so cute about it, but there's been some awful things in the air at 12 o'clock.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
In the past,
like murder or
yeah, just full on felonies.
It's
just
to my serial killer ASMR. That's me stabbing the body.
That was the weirdest.
It does not sound like stabbing.
It was stabbing the body.
Oh, you want to hear what stabbing sounds like?
Dick's eyes. Have you ever seen like Foley artists though? Have you seen how that actually goes down? It's really interesting.
No, I haven't.
So for certain movies, they'll get their own Foley artist to make the sound effects rather than just using like generic ones. It's insane. The sound of a punch is actually someone
can
beating
we actually
a
open this
cabbage.
A
yeah, if you want to.
Someone's getting a little hot and bothered.
No, I'm just saying if we actually do get in trouble and someone opens this door, I'm gonna shit myself. I'd rather see them that's
all right. Oh, you got me.
Yeah, as opposed to like.
I think we'd all love that.
Like
doing
Diary of a Wimpy Kid style, like hands up in the air, wiggling.
My thing.
Yeah, I know.
Where did that even come from? How did you get it? All right, hold on. Was there a time when you unironically enjoyed Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Was there a time when you didn't? Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'm asking. I thought this was all irony.
Oh no, no. The reason why I love Diary of a Wimpy Kid. All right.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid memes are my favorite niche meme. Just
yes.
Anything, you slap Riley Jefferson on there, Manny Heffley, and I'm
those are actually pretty good.
Gold.
Names.
If I can interject real quick, there was a time when I thought the phrase Zooey Mama was the funniest goddamn thing ever. And that time was like 3 months ago. it's just so like...
Dude, it's the perfect line.
It's surreal.
It's like the Bazinga of our generation.
Oh my God, you're right.
I hate
Sheldor.
Is that Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, yeah, the Big Bang Theory.
Shellnut. Hey, Penny.
Can we do a Bazinga. Reddit review?
What?
Can we do a Reddit review?
A Reddit review of?
The Bing Bong Theorem.
Yes! I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking about that.
Hold on. All right, so for those of you that don't know, The Big Bang Theory is a TV show that is notoriously overrated by a lot of people.
Yeah, no, keep going.
All right, so we're going to listen to... This isn't explicit, right?
Penny. What shall not? Bazinga.
Anyway, you were saying?
Wait, okay, go to the Bing Bong Theorem.
Oh, are we going to listen to this? Is this listenable?
No. This is, here.
We're going to read out the
You have to read out the
act them out.
No, it's on Reddit.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bing Bong Theorem. Is this just going to be a giant shit post? Is this what we're about to do?
Yeah, oh, it's so funny. It's the funniest thing. Search by top all time.
Okay, I'm so you want me to go on Reddit?
No, right there.
This is it?
The top, yeah.
Bing Bong Theorem.
Okay. Go on top all time. It's difficult to navigate, but
this is the worst.
Oh wait, it's Reddit redesign. Go to the
I can't use the
top right here. Go to the top right.
Okay.
Top right on the person icon. And then go to visit old Reddit or whatever it is.
Why is this the new Reddit?
Grandma,
wait,
are you
play
okay?
Some music. There's no music coming right
now.
Grandma, are you
no
struggling?
Music.
Alright, I'm gonna do this because Kevin can't use it.
I did what you told me to do.
Computer, hardly know her. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Christ.
Love you.
I'm really mad this was our... We got a total of 3 people, which is more than we've ever had. And it's just us fiddling around with a computer trying to read out memes.
I mean, what would you expect?
This is theater for the mind, people.
All right,
This is ridiculous. You guys, hold on. For those listening at home, if you are
you
on
guys,
a phone
I mean,
or
you
whatever,
guys can talk,
please
like...
go to reddit.com/r/Bing Bong Theorem and look at just this absolute
it's funnier
style
it's
gore. It's horrible.
You guys can talk about other things while I'm looking at this.
See, it's really hard to talk about other things when that is staring me in the face.
Yeah, to be fair, that is very cursed.
Yeah, that's a cursed image.
I'll crack it open on my phone and we can just...
I can't... I genuinely can't find old Reddit right now.
I can't do this.
Owen and I will just act out the top post of all time. Alright,
Do you not have it? I see you have it right here.
All time.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have a seizure. What is this? Bro, you just cooned.
Alright, you ready?
Butt plug. Shellfish. Okay. What is going on?
Who am I?
Alright, so I will be... I'll be Leonard and Penny, and you can be Shellnut. So
wait,
ready?
Wait, do we have the, is this it?
That's the meme.
Top one?
Here, no, you be Penny. Kevin,
you
can
want
be
me to
Penny.
Be Penny? Okay,
yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Leonard and
okay.
Owen and Sheldon.
All right. Joy, just in case if you're just tuning in, the one person I feel so bad for you. We are about to do a dramatic reading of the top post on r/Bing Bong Theorem, so... do you want any mood music for this?
I think we need to just have the Big Bang Theory in the background.
No. Just leave it with this. It makes it funnier.
Okay, I'm gonna bump it a little bit.
Okay. All right.
But what's my motivation? As
oh my
legend.
God! Do you need a second to get into character?
You get a practice.
Wait, the music is a bit loud. I don't know if I can hear anyone. There we go.
Oh, it's because I swept our headphones.
Come on. Fine.
Should I introduce this like as now a dramatic?
Alrighty, here,
sure.
Are you gonna read or no?
Yeah, I'll read. Are we
going?
Wait! Hold on, wait. And now a dramatic reading of the top post on r/Bing Bong Theorem.
Hey, Lennon.
What shell shock?
I am sending a present to an acquaintance in Russia.
Oh, that's really cool. What are you sending?
Intercontinental ballistic missiles. Abraham Lincoln. Oh, I'm sorry. Abraham Lincoln.
What? This is so stupid. What Shub-Niggurath? Is this?
I have sent intercontinental ballistic missiles to the Kremlin.
Why? Wait, read the bottom part.
Oh, is that still
That's you. No, that's you, Kevin. That's why you just...
Oh, no, the panty-pinata
like
polarization. Okay. Why would you do such a thing?
Bingo, bango, bongo, okay. I don't want to leave
Stop.
The Congo.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No,
Oh no.
Oh no, we should have prefaced that meme.
Wow, okay. I can't believe, Jimmy, to be honest, I can't believe you're still listening
either. Is he actually still listening? Yeah. Still?
He said he was going to bed, and I can't believe you wasted your time.
We're swapping headsets.
Do I want to do another one? There's more of this?
All right, now I will
Do the next one.
I'll this?
All right, here, James, do you want to do that one?
Can I be Raj?
Get off of my phone.
I'll be Raj.
I can't believe this is happening.
You're Raj.
This is ridiculous.
Our Sheldon over here.
I feel like us just reading it doesn't really capture what's the travesty that I'm seeing on the screen.
These memes are extremely deep fried.
Now, I think you have to translate that deep fried into audio the best you can.
That's why I'm getting close to the microphone and just.
Hello, Shenron.
Who's doing what?
You're fuck.
Oh, why, hello, Taj Mahal from exotic subcontinent of India.
Skeleton, I need to know what is on American sport so I can talk to ladies.
Basketball. Okay.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, it's a call for... This is a star 67 number. I'm not answering it. It says all right, anonymous. All right, all
right. Star 67. Ooh.
Who is... It's definitely Jimmy.
Yes, Jimmy.
No one else is listening.
Jimmy.
Anyone who's trying to call us right now, we're not going to be able to get the number, or we don't know how to.
I really don't know how to do this.
On the deck.
Yeah, to be honest with you. Right. But let me hit you.
We should get the hell off of this subject.
Yeah, let's switch gears a little bit here.
So Reddit review over audio is really bad.
Okay, so I did this fun game with Eric and Casey today. Do you guys
hide the snossage?
Do you guys know what a "know you're thinking of" is?
No. Oh.
All right. Look up "know you're thinking of."
Know you're thinking.
Hey Alexa.
I feel no, I have like this weird fear that you could say that in any room, anywhere, and you'll hear.
And you just like a blue light just.
No, you're thinking.
Comes up in the darkness. No, what's more terrifying is that the Echo Dots, when you mute them, they have a red ring that does not go away.
All right. Now search by top all time.
Okay. Hold on one sec. I gotta change gears a little bit here. Okay. Top all time.
Right,
what's a gender?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a second.
So what are we doing here?
Just read it out.
All right.
It's one of these.
Here we go. What's a gender? I know this one. Gender is when rich people move into poor neighborhoods and make it too expensive for the poor people to live there, so they have to move. No, you're thinking of gentrification. Gender is the highest rank in the military. No, you're thinking of general. Gender is the final evolution of a line of ghost-type Pokemon released in the color cartridge Pokemon games, and which has long been rumored to be the spirit with a shadow of a dead... Don't know what that is. Clefable? Oh, Clefable. No, you're thinking of Gengar. A gender is a person who is not Jewish. No, you're thinking of a Gentile. A gender is a level of classification of living organisms that falls between a family and a species. No, you're thinking of genus. Gender is a soldier who is employed on police duties.
See, that is a no you're thinking of. So we just did that the whole time.
All right, what's the number this time? Is another anonymous.
I'm not answering it.
Anonymous caller, I'm sorry, but...
Look. Here we go.
Anonymous caller, if you would like to call us and speak to us, you can call us at 908.
Are you serious? I just rejected it.
659.
This is the worst thing in the world.
It's again, definitely Jimmy just obsessively again, trying to get on the show.
Yeah. That is 908-448-8659. Once again, it is 908-448-8659. Please do not call the number on the website.
Please call us at 8675309.
What? I hate you. I feel like anytime anyone's talking phone numbers, that comes up.
I know, but I had to do it.
We're gonna get swatted, I guarantee it.
Oh man. That's all it takes is just one errant 4chaner to tune in
I mean,
a 10 mile radius.
I can tell you from firsthand experience. I've seen posts on it on 4chan.
He's like, they said the F word on the radio.
People like getting swatted and then like a green text of the dude that's like the guy that actually swatted them posting about it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's horrifying.
Me, Twitch streamer.
Oh yeah, he died, didn't he?
What?
I thought, didn't the guy die during the SWAT?
Yeah, but it wasn't because of the SWAT, it was because he had a heart attack, right?
Oh no, I thought they killed him.
Oh, did they kill him?
Etika? That dude?
I don't know who we're talking about.
I saw a 4chan post where like someone got swatted and the police shot him.
Really? Ooh. No, I remember hearing something about someone dying.
Are we talking about SWAT teams?
Yes, yeah. Right. Sorry. So
no.
like swatting.
A bunch of people with
those,
fly swatters coming
for swatting for those uninitiated is like
uninitiated.
Someone will call in a bomb threat on a streamer or something like that, and they'll have the SWAT team go to their house while they're streaming, and then
yeah,
you know,
yeah, It's kind of scary.
Well, the
Jimmy says, "I didn't call. I swear."
That's totally Jimmy. It's 100% Jimmy.
This is the ghost of Hogue Pass.
Yeah, it could just be the haunted building. If I feel of all the buildings, this one's probably gotta be.
I mean, if
it's just the pulse. Do you see the what are they called? The on top of the building.
The what?
Oh yeah, the chupacabra.
No, what are the statues called? Gargoyles. Yeah. That yes, just makes us look when I think ancient, gargoyle, medieval. I
think... No, when I think of gargoyle, I think.
I just so everyone understands, when I tried to convey what that is and James got it, I put my hands up like T-Rex arms and went, and he got it.
It's no, you got chupacabra.
That's just because we have a connection. Well, whatever. I understood what he
isn't
meant.
Isn't that the Spanish version of gargoyle?
No, that's a, like a...
Dude, they're using their soul bond.
It's like murderous Spanish Bigfoot.
No, he is not
Bigfoot. All right, it is, we are in a dark... I would wager damp basement. I don't want to talk about demonic
if
spirits.
If anything is coming through that door, it's killing me first.
And okay. It's probably going to be a production team.
Yeah, just like, and guys, can you get the hell out of here, please?
Have you fellas heard of the legends?
Oh my god. All right, that is not good
on
lighting
on a dark
for...
and stormy wait, night.
That, this is, from my angle, wait, just keep it like that. Like, no. Do this smile. That is like...
For
horrific.
Those of you that are listening, I just flip the flashlight like a spooky man.
He does look pretty spooky. We're taking pictures
lighting,
now.
The lighting is not going to be... Oh, wait. Flash off.
Yeah, please don't put on the flash.
Wait, right here. Oh my god.
You look spooky. You realize we're on air right now. Oh, that's crazy.
That was so stupid. I'm so sorry, Jimmy. We just wasted your time.
All right, that's it.
Jimmy, if you're still listening, I'm... Never mind, I've already lost $20
honestly,
to Jimmy. I bet Jimmy on a Pong game once and lost.
Honestly, if anyone's still listening, like, why?
Good for you. Yeah, what are you doing? It is. It probably is comforting, though, just to have...
You know,
to
have,
if you're going
feel like
to
it's probably not. Not with us.
Yeah, with like a late night talk show, it would be like, all right, that was Who's About? And then we're just like... And they're on their bed like, Jesus.
Yeah, on this show, it's...
I think... I think we should change our pace and we should only do ASMR. We only have like, how long are we going until midnight?
I have no commitments.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, I just want to go to bed.
Oh,
I'll do till midnight.
Like 2 in the morning.
fuck you guys, honestly.
Whoa, second one.
Yeah, hit that button.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hey, Charlie. Lean in close.
Yes, Kevin.
So
Charlie has said we're gonna cut Jimmy's hair for him. Hey, look, it's might be the dog that it's the
9/11 was in its
No.
Owen, hey, look, everybody, it's Owen the shampoo boy. Owen, why don't you put some shampoo? Oh, you want me to boost? Hold on, you're gonna be able to hear me.
Jesus. Jesus.
Are we all good?
Was that worse for you guys?
Oh, it was pretty bad for me.
That was like nothing.
I gave you the death headphones.
All a part of my plan.
Are we all right here? All right.
Tyler is still listening.
All right, so I don't know what you guys just heard at home, but I just tried to bump up the headphone levels.
I didn't hear anything.
It turns out the headphone levels were already pretty high. So
Tyler is still listening, and he thinks this is
erotic.
We'll try cutting Jimmy's hair at some other point. What was that? Can you guys not hear me? I can boost your levels over here.
It's only Owen's headset.
It's only mine.
One headset is broken.
Man, you're really just getting the short end of the stick the whole time, huh? You had to sit in the back of the...
No, I just swapped headphones. I swapped headphones with him so I could do ASMR with Kevin.
This is so weird. This would be... Wait. Hold on. Can I do... Let's do an ASMR show.
Kev.
We've got 2 weeks left.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Can you just like lick my butthole?
Yeah, I can do that for you. Nice. How would you describe that? Is that butthole? Would it be rustic? Is that a word you would use to describe it?
Just
Do you hear the music? I'm like, this is probably less funny for people listening, but I'm staring intently into James's eyes and we're whispering like this, and all I can hear is saliva and a chest. As in a show. It's Saliva and Jazz. Saliva. Welcome back to S&J, Saliva and Jazz. That's actually our names. I'm Saliva, you're Jazz.
Oh, that's cute.
Like and I'm that. The dude that's just making the noises. I'm your sound boy.
And Charlie's just in the back going...
Oh, and still the shampoo boy.
I'm just Mike number 4.
That's my name. Shampoo boy.
Nah, we're glad to have you. Yeah, absolutely.
He's calling me.
Who is it?
I don't think it's related to this.
It's from Oklahoma, so I guess it's Tyler. Oh,
it's Tyler. All right, put him on speaker. Yeah, put him on speaker.
Is he the one who was calling anonymously? I hope he's just like trashed.
Tyler. Hello, you're on air.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, WKRH. I've been listening.
I'm not into this.
Tyler, we know your area code.
Please recite the 4 tenets of Satanism or perish in your sleep.
The 4 what again?
Tenets of Satanism?
Alright, so what? So one of them has got to be like...
Being a liberal.
So vaccinating your kids.
Well, what is like... I mean... Like, are we talking like 7 deadly sins kind of stuff? Are we talking about like, you should always
follow these. It's like a code to be a satanist.
Are we allowed to like look them up? Can we, did you say
don't vaccinate your kids?
No, he said to be a Satanist you have to vaccinate your kids, and I said you have to be a liberal to be a Satanist. All
right, so we got 2 of the 4.
Okay, so we're halfway. We're doing pretty good.
I don't know.
Unironically support Bernie Sanders in everything and way he does. Oh, and AOC too. AOC.
Hmm.
All right, so now
my
now
dad actually hates AOC. Anyway,
also,
what the hell was that?
Our caller is very. Incorrect.
How do you even do that?
Well, there are 7 tenets.
I don't know. I guess he got like.
There's 7 tenets of Satanism.
Okay, Mr. No, he's
Mr.
All.
Satanist,
Mr. Oklahoma. You think you know Satan? Because we know. Because
we know him.
All right.
Also,
Satanism. By the way, just to clarify, this is an interesting tidbit. Satanism isn't about devil worship.
No, it's about like.
It's about like self. Love.
Self-love and carefree. Like,
and honest to God, I know this sounds a little weird, but like I've watched a lot of interviews with Satanists. They seem like pretty good people.
Yeah, I know.
They don't seem like bad guys. Like the Church of Satanism is like pretty just secular, regular. You know, they have some like symbolic
some
stuff.
Janky dudes, but,
but overall, it's not that bad. Also, right. If that was Tyler, it was Tyler, right?
Who else would have an Oklahoma area code?
Yeah. If it's Tyler, I want to know how he did the voice masking. Do you guys know how to do that?
It's easy. You just get an app on your phone for voice masking.
Really?
Yeah. You're just outdated.
That was pretty sick.
Now. It's because you have an Android.
Good job, Tyler.
It made my skin crawl a little bit.
Yeah. What, that?
I'll admit, yeah.
Well, that was pretty cool.
I knew it was
easy. There was a possibility that that wasn't...
No, that was not...
That we hit the jackpot and there was one freak who found WJRH at 12 o'clock and our show was the one.
Great,
right,
would
so
that be?
We can
what
recite...
if we died in our sleep?
Yes! Joke's on you, idiot.
Wait, so you're saying if I don't recite these, I'm dying in my sleep, and then I'm just like, alright. Alright, we're up the air.
has been WJRH.
You're a senior, dude. Come on, like, you're almost there. Like, I still got like 3, 4, how many finals weeks are there? 7? 7 finals weeks.
Yeah.
I'm still like bottom of the barrel, so like I think I should take one for the team.
I'm unemployed, so.
Do you want my job? I'm a stage dude.
You're a stage dude?
Yeah, stage dude. It's my alias.
Stage dude.
All right, we're coming up to 12:02, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm kind of tired.
I think we should start everyone's day off with a word of the day.
We've only been on for 40 minutes. I think.
I know. Well, we got in late though because of the other people, who were you know.
I mean, they were the ones, they're the reason we're here.
No, they also totally deserve to take as much time as they want, because we wouldn't be in here.
Yeah.
But,
I've enjoyed this, because it's really been 40 minutes of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It's been 40 minutes.
Well, this has been, I think, we're not even on right now. You know, like, when we did it on 5 o'clock on a Sunday, you're aware the sun is up. Now we're just like, I'm totally depressed. Yeah,
I like how we have a longer show now than the 5 o'clock one on Sunday, because we start laughing at just dumb pictures that were saved on this computer. You look over and you're like, oh no, I didn't hit the go button.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was sad. That was a good content in those first
episode. Same thing with every first episode we've ever done. Every semester, Kevin doesn't record.
Yeah, the first episode, definitely. I was looking at it. We have like 40 episodes. We have a ton of episodes.
Yeah, we should have a lot
more.
There's a lot.
Well, yeah, we've missed a ton. And I've also just not recorded several, so.
Yeah. I was sick for weeks. Kevin was sick for weeks. He just forgot to record sometimes. I mean, we've been doing this for 3 years now. This is our third year.
It's awesome. Dude. And you're gonna yeah. carry the mantle, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get a new radio show. Guys. Yeah.
Wait, did you see Jimmy asked, as opposed to the Satanism thing, Jimmy asked, what are the 4 defining characteristics of a competitive market?
Jimmy, if we get this one wrong, will we also be killed?
And what is the 5th non-essential characteristic?
Dude, that one is just, you just need to be, like, born a millionaire.
I really want to go to Wawa.
let's take this show on the road, guys.
Yeah, I don't pick up the mics.
Never one of the mics.
Here we are.
Oh, it's gonna be mad packed, though, because of Frisbee formal.
Oh, that is happening.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're saucing discs in Wawa. Okay, low-key.
They're saucing discs?
What did you say?
Okay. Alright, so a little bit of backstory. My high school did not have a football team. We instead had a really intense Frisbee team.
Wait, hold on. I just realized we have incredible... The lag time is minimal. Jimmy just said he'll get us Wawa.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Not that you're actually going to get us Wawa. I'm just saying, that's crazy how fast he can hear us.
Seconds.
Oh, I didn't think it would. I didn't think it was that quick.
Jimmy,
I don't know.
He just can type like instantly.
What an he's like he sees like 10 seconds in the future.
Yeah,
but only 10 seconds.
King of Crimson.
But yeah, like, because that's what that button's for. It's like 8 or 12 seconds, right?
Hmm. So. Well, it's 4. Yeah, it's 3 that's rounds.
Like, if
of
I
4
say something
seconds.
Like Dookie on air.
Oh no, dude! Press the button.
I'm pressing the button.
Yeah.
That's a fun game. I've always thought of saying something absolutely... So you have exactly 12 seconds of airtime you can get rid of before it goes out. A really fun game would be to
12 seconds
say something
like...
horrible and then hit the timer and see if you can get it in.
Alright, you know what?
Don't do it.
I'm gonna say it.
Don't do it. No, don't do it. I don't feel like doing it.
I'm gonna say it. I don't care that you broke your elbow.
Press the button.
That was good.
You had us like all worried for a second.
Yeah. I was holding on to desks like the earth was about to shake.
The button is it was an right earthquake behind happening. You. Why are you holding on to the desk when you could just be hovering over the button? Kevin, I think you're just an anxious show host. Like you're.
I am an anxious show. I'm anxious now that Tyler called in with the Satanism thing, and I'm gonna die in my sleep. Well, Jimmy.
I'll walk
people listening. Are you gonna walk me home?
Well, I mean, I'll be going to Wawa, so I'll be on the way.
No, I don't. I'll feel pretty. I'll feel like I'm in company walking down my street.
On the way, did you guys see the new Sonic trailer?
It looks horrible, actually.
Dude.
I don't know.
He looks monstrous. Did you
like
see
the amount of people that has to get by? Like it's astounding that
nobody said
was
hey.
Like, hey, this is the most horrifying looking thing that literally anybody
any man
ever made
has ever
for
created.
Anything.
Guys, does anyone think that Tails looks like a crackhead? Yeah, but it's probably fine.
They're people kids. They don't.
It.
They won't know.
And here's the thing: is like, because I saw a meme about it today,
wait,
and it was like,
that?
And they made like they digitally edited the frame like just a little bit, like they made the eyes like better, or they changed the coloring or something, and like it looked so much better.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you just do that?
I don't know, man.
I think the real thing though is that are they gonna include a Ugandan Knuckles joke?
What? Oh.
We all know that movies try to stay hip with the kids, and half the time it ends up landing on, like, flossing.
Yeah.
Or some, like, dead meme like that. So the real question is, are we going to have Ugandan...
Hold on, Knuckles? Owen just wore headphones as goggles by accident. That was really funny. Okay, anyway.
Owen! Are we going... I think... Alright, viewers of this beautiful radio show...
Listeners?
They're viewing with their ears.
Whoa.
Dude...
That is very deep.
I'm 14, and that was deep. No, but do you guys think they're gonna put a Ugandan Knuckles reference in the new song?
No, there's
yes.
no way.
What do you mean Ugandan
they
Knuckles? I don't
will.
Get it.
Do you know the way?
Do you know
that's
the way?
Oh,
yeah.
Is that a real? Is that the actual meme?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
That Kevin. Seems borderline.
Asinine? Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a VR chat meme, and then it just...
Oh,
like,
that one. Okay, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. I thought you were saying
tank.
A kid in his room, you're gone to.
It's so a Soviet cool. tank, dude.
Okay, that's it. Alright, I'm not gonna lie, guys. I'm out of juice.
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, guys. I can juice you up.
You want to, on air, first juicing? Do you want to call it a day?
I'm just trying to give you some cummies, dude. That's really all I got.
Oh, no.
I'm not hitting that button. That's going out. 12 seconds. Let's all count. 9, 8, 7.
Just dives over the table. Like, hit the button.
It's like we're counting down to something extravagant, but it's just like,
dude,
coming.
incest pornography.
Oh yeah, I had to get that one out there. Okay.
I think we need a word of the day, though.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. A word of the night.
Well, no, it's technically
no
the next
word
day.
Of the day.
This is for all you.
But I just
Friday
it sounds
fellows.
Cool. Shut up. Whatever.
Word of the night? No, it doesn't sound any cooler.
I want to see if... Wait, I just typed that in. Now I'm going to see if anything comes up.
It's just night!
Night.
Prodigious.
Night,
that's kind of boring.
Night, what was that one?
Night.
Prodigious, resembling or befitting
a
prodigy.
Prodigious is a garbage word.
Yeah, it is a garbage word.
Ooh.
Bombinate. Hell
like
yeah.
That.
What is that?
To make a humming or buzzing noise.
I'm a bombinate on this radio show.
You just keep going forever.
You ever heard of Bee's Kids Trap?
What?
Oh, wait, yeah. It's, you know how there's Kids Bop, right?
Yeah.
So some genius decided to make the same thing, but just trap music instead.
Oh, yeah. My God.
There's one about so Bee's.
Would it be on Spotify?
Like,
yeah, it's on Spotify.
Bee's
Kids Trap. There it is. Yeah.
Bee's? Yeah. This song is Bee's?
Yes, okay. Correct.
Right. Fellas. Enjoy what's
and
about to bless your ears.
It's not explicit, right? Like it's just
it's for kids.
Oh
for
God! Kids. All right.
Oh boy.
Buzz. I'm eating honey and it's made by some bees.
Oh.
You know the
oh, dude, they're bumping. Hell yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna bump this a little bit if you don't mind.
Yeah. I'm eating honey and it's made by some bees. You know the plants are pollinated by bees. You know that bees live.
We're raging right now. I don't want to ruin the experience for everybody else, but we're flipping out in the studio right now.
Bees are insects living all over the earth.
Yeah, they are.
They move seeds from flowers so flowers can give birth.
Hey.
Bees have six legs and make honey for us.
Yes.
When they fly around, they make a funny buzz.
It's actually
wow.
Slaps.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm playing that. Like,
oh, yeah.
You should play that at a party.
Yeah.
People know, because people would be, especially
wait,
if they're... What?
Maddie says...
What?
Maddie says, I recently witnessed Kevin, Charlie, and James trying to break into the WDRH, so they might have too much on their plate to go to Rockets.
you need to unmute us. They're just hearing Kids Trap.
No, we're on.
We are?
No. The red means on.
Red means go?
Yes,
yeah,
red
means go.
No, what's happening? My driving says.
Yeah, so that was,
Buzzing in the trap.
They making all the honey and it's sunny in the trap.
Yeah.
Got colonies hanging
yeah.
from the limbs on
yeah.
the trees.
I'm gonna let it play. I got 50 seconds.
Buzz. I'm eating honey and it's made by some bees. You know the plants are pollinated
like
by bees.
Friday night, dude.
You know that bees live in flowers.
Dude,
and
I want to party right now.
Almost every country.
You're like, oh, guys, I can't. I'm too tired.
I'm eating honey
chapters.
And it's made by some bees.
It's sad because kids are being taught all about bees, but there won't be any by the time they're adults.
You hear that like a million bees that kill when some people like break down the text anymore.
Alright. I love the little
that was on time.
Alright, well,
I think we've peaked.
Yeah, I think we have too.
We don't know if that's kid friendly.
Yeah, so this.
I truly don't know what's going on anymore. Am I hallucinating?
This is a fever dream.
I think we all did Xanax before we did this. All
right, well.
I'm super sweaty. I don't know about anyone else.
It is 12:12. We've been on the air for a grand
entirely
total of 50 minutes, which I think will do it.
Do we want to push it for another 10 and
no.
get that square
no,
out?
I want to go to
tired.
Bed.
Alrighty.
Charlie, I'll leave this on and just let you go.
No, because we don't know how to work the deck.
No, I'm kidding.
I can kind of guesstimate off of
you still don't understand.
Charlie can't figure it out and ends up on for another 2 hours just flipping out.
Charlie's three days later, he's still in the studio.
Yeah. The timer is up to 48 hours.
First student to do a 24-hour podcast.
And it's just him going,
come on. He's flipping through papers on a manual.
Every so often it's just silent. There's 3 hours straight of silence.
Dude, I love the sound of silence.
Okay.
All right, Hannibal Lecter.
That's a full show. This has been Bloba Blumbo, and I've been Klooby.
And I've been Gimp.
What?
I mean, I guess you weren't lying about the cummies earlier, were you?
I was gonna say gimbo, but I just yes.
Your mouth didn't work.
I thought you were gonna go for
And our special guests. Are you guys okay?
Buzz Aldrin.
This is Your Funny Valentine. I couldn't think of anything. I'm really tired.
Your Funny Valentine.
Oh, and you do look a little out of it.
I'm really out of it.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
You are listening to WJRH 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, East Pennsylvania. This has been Mocha Gumbo. Charbo has something to say.
Okay, Gimp, you want to take Buzz? You want to help with me, Buzz Aldrin, and fly me to the moon?
Anyway, thank you for listening.
You're listening to Mocha Gumbo late night where we can say things like shit
and pee. Yes. And we hope semen. with that note, we hope you have a lovely evening, and we hope you get to sleep safe and sound.
Freddy Krueger type nightmares or satanists climbing into your
and plunging a knife into your heart.
Yeah,
thank you for listening.
I'm locking my doors.
Have a wonderful night.